bewildered. I guess being 62 years old has not enabled me to understand human nature. Try as I might, when people get angry with me, I have a hard time handling it, especially if they don't work it out or enable me to do something about it. I wish with all my heart that it didn't bother me so much. How does one just shrug off this odd person who hates you or is angry with you? I surely don't know. This is not a blog insisting on my innocence by any means. It is a cry to understand what sets people in enmity with one another, with me, and what can I do about it. I've spent my whole life knowing that people get mad at simple things, things you don't think about. I've spent my life in terror of offending people. I've spent my life battling paranoia, hysteria, and the sad conclusion that no matter how much someone loves you, you're going to hurt and get hurt. I guess the only grace is to see Jesus Christ. Even with his grace, I find I'm a sad case. This year, because I run most of the farm by myself, I've had little time to just call or get together with people. Truly, the only spare moments I have are flopping on the chair, staving off a coma. Trying to farm and live off the land is more than a full-time business. Caring for upwards of 100 animals pulls me in all directions. And the funny part is that I got the farmers to ride and keep my horse. Thankfully, I'm back doing it after 2 years of infirmity. Oh, I didn't mention the fact that I had a hip replacement and knee surgery. I have the greatest respect for farmers. When it doesn't rain, look out. When the harvest comes in on top of everything else, you go bananas. When an animal is sick and you do everything you know and it dies anyway, you think, why am I doing this? Why do I care about what anyone thinks of me? Why do I care about why some folks are angry at me? Why do I care whether anyone gives me a break? There are many times I just try to give people latitude because I know their situation. But when I don't behave, I'm sent to the devil. This has been a very difficult summer for me. It's been an impossible year, yet God wants us to love everyone, to give ourselves to all. I guess I don't know how to do that without losing my mind. It's a comfort that no one will ever read this. I find my only constant prayer is Jesus, help me.